This afternoon, throngs of people lined up outside Harlem's legendary Apollo Theater in anticipation of its tribute to Michael Jackson. WNYC talked with some of the late pop icon's many, many fans.
I grew up on Michael. In fourth grade, I had his poster on my wall. I used to do dance routines to his songs. It's a real sad day.
Since I was 5 years old, he's been almost like a father figure to me when it came to entertainment. And I almost altered my entire life without knowing it, from growing out my hair to wanting to sing and dance on stage just because of the influence Michael Jackson had on me.
I was born listening to this, in my mother's stomach listening to this. Like, this is just...
Since we're young, a lot of people don't expect us to know, like, about Michael Jackson and know, like, his songs or whatever. But our parents, like, they grew up on him, so they put us onto his music, and it just, like, grew from there.
Even in his personal life, I always supported him. I never believed any of the allegations or whatever, and apparently neither did the courts, because, you know, he got, you know, acquitted on all charges, so.
Turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. It's a little sample for your people out there, okay?
We love Michael. He's the best. Yeah.
The voices of Joy Glazer, Jace Dawson, teenagers Josie and Emily, Keon Adams, and two young men named Brandon and Corey, all waiting to pay respects to Michael Jackson earlier this afternoon in Harlem.